Officer Michael Vagnini faced 25 criminal charges for being at the forefront of a group of Milwaukee police officers accused of being involved with illegal searches of African-American men. Today in Milwaukee Circuit Court, Vagnini pleaded no contest to charges of misconduct in public office and strip search violations. Those could send Vagnini to prison for more than a decade. But under a deal with prosecutors, Vagnini avoided sexual assault charges that could have forced him to register as a sex offender. Assistant District Attorney Miriam Falk defended the deal by saying some of the people searched didn't want to talk with her or testify in court.
As terrible as it is for a child to have to testify or an adult woman to have to testify, I think that there are additional issues relating to men who have to come in and talk about this, because it sort of attacks the very manhoodness that they feel was violated in the first place.
Falk rejected a claim from one of the victim's attorneys that the deal was an insult to African-American males who were strip-searched because they were black. But Tori Lowe, who says he knows some of the victims, disagrees with the prosecutor and says Officer Vagnini should still be tagged with the sex offender label.
The sex offender issue is a deep issue because this guy can, or whoever can just approach them once again or whenever. You don't know how long they're going to put this guy away. So
Judge Jeffrey Wagner will sentence Officer Vagnini later this spring. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.